This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I'll get to the people. And we do have to talk Lions. I think this Micah Parsons stuff is very interesting. It could be a very nice boost for the Lions. We'll get to it at 3 o'clock. Football today in between. Right now we go to Jamie, 97.1. Jamie, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good, Jamie. What's up?
What's happening?
You know, Mike, I agree with you a little bit with the Bryce. I'm a big-time Michigan fan. I'm not one of the guys that just am cultish. I mean, I'm a big fan, but I'm realistic. One thing people are not talking about, you know, I know it probably doesn't mean a lot, but a lot of the players on that New Mexico team are from the Idaho team that gave Oregon all they wanted last year. And Bryce made four throws in that game that really intrigued me. He shows a lot of Joe Milton arm strength, but he has some JJ touch with it, with throwing that ball in the bucket to the tight end.
Yes, I've said as much. I agree.
Yeah. I don't have huge expectations going to Oklahoma. I don't. I expect him to probably turn the ball over once or twice. I'm more worried about our defense in that game than our offense, which is crazy to say, being that our defense has been what we've leaned on for the last 3 years.
Yeah, Jamie, I'm with you. The defense seemed like it was just overly aggressive, and they're going to play, you know, with this tough guy thing. And the thing is, when you play that way and you get called for penalties, you can't get angry about that, because that's the tone that you're setting. But yeah, it's just not very disciplined and overly aggressive and just not smart at sometimes. Like, guys, what are you doing? Like, you're better than New Mexico. Why are you acting this way?
Yeah. What really startled me and worries me is we didn't get pressure without sending a blitz.
Mm-hmm.
None of our D linemen got pressure on their own. There was, I don't know if we was holding back on the film. I hate to talk like that because I feel like but I get it. Like, you try not to show some stuff on tape for Oklahoma, but we didn't run stunts or anything with the D-line, but they did not get pressure without blitzing the linebackers.
Well, you're going to see a lot next week, and that's where I don't read a ton into it. I mean, James, look, were they impressive overall? No, but it's a dress rehearsal. And at no point did I think New Mexico was going to win the game. It was just too close for comfort. It's the same thing as the state thing. Like, they're never going to lose the game. They just didn't play well either. But it all comes down to Saturday for state. For Michigan, it's different. You're on the road against an SEC team with a freshman QB. There's no downside there. I'm not going to make fun of Bryce. I'm not going to sit here and demean the kid. And if he plays well, it's all upside. Then you're like, okay, hold on. Maybe he's different. But
I agree with Jamie, the caller, is the defense, man. They were not able to hit home. They had to be overly aggressive. And I just thought that, not against New Mexico, like, you should just be able to beat them one-on-one.
Well, Todd Blackledge told me that true freshman D lineman's a first-round pick. So I'm sure that'll round right in the form. No, I mean, I'm with Kenny in this regard. It's why I like muting games at this point in my life, because I miss the Vern Lundquist, Brad Nessler, Brad Musburger, Keith Jackson, Mike Tirico. Call the game. Mm-hmm. Now they've been replaced by essentially nerd white guy Flavor Flav. They're just hype men, minus a digital clock with a chain around their neck. You don't need to sell me the game I'm watching. Let's call the game. Todd, do me a favor. Go back to Taste of the Town, you boner.
Wow. Good call.
Hi, I'm Todd Blackledge, and he's eating 8 cinnamon buns. That's what you're qualified for. Who the hell has the audacity to start pimping a true freshman D lineman no one's ever heard of as a first-round pick? Stop. Just stop and call the game.
I got you.
Good gravy. So, yes, I'm with Kenny in that regard. That was nothing compared to Gus and Joel. I mean, those two. Good thing there's not a camera in the booth. Felt like both their pants were around their ankles.
Didn't go well for Arch.
Dude, piece of crap.
No, I'm just,
Arch was awful.
No. But I'm saying, I just know that they had a list of things they wanted to talk about, and they're like, oh, he's not doing what we need him to do. Oh, boy. We did all this research, and I hung out with the Mannings, and we did this, and we had barbecue.
There's his Father Coop.
Right.
He's definitely Cooper's kid. Ain't no way that's Eli or Peyton's. Because, dude, maybe Grandpa had it right. He may need a little more incubation time.
Sometimes you got to listen to the people who know. He just came out and was like, I don't know why you're rushing him, because he ain't ready.
Sark's game plan was trash.
And when you look at the family history, Eli, Peyton stayed a long time. They were not rushing to get out of school, and it paid off for both of them.
Sark coached that game like he didn't believe in his own quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And when you look at that game, I
disagree a little
bit.
That's fine.
You like that one play early, and I go, great, what happened the next 40 minutes?
No. But I'm saying he set him up for a confidence boost on that very first play. Wide open guy, go ahead, throw it to him, and you'll feel good about yourself. Instead, he looked like Orgy out there and just bounced it 5 yards before the receiver. It's like, you'll never get a play that easy in your life. And then you could see second half, all of a sudden, okay, let's condense the playbook a little bit. But Arch was still missing throws.
Yeah, he was garbage. You can just say it. The only guy who was worse this week, well, there were a couple, but Cade Klubnik did the Quantum Leap Scott Bakula Award because he went back in time to his freshman year.
Thank you.
Klubnik was trash. The only one worse was Drones for VTech. 1-for-13 in opponent territory with 2 picks.
Yeah.
At that point, put sunglasses on him, wheel a piano out, and have him yell Georgia in the air because you've got Ray Charles.
I mean, because this is where you have to say, okay, we're wearing orange jerseys. Somebody go get me some oranges. See this? This is the color of our jersey.
These are the good guys.
Throw to the oranges.
David tickets next.
I was at Spartan Stadium. The concession lines were terribly long and inefficiently run. What are we doing here?
That is true. I got a similar review from a friend of mine who was at the game. I'm also not the person to wait in concession lines. Like, what were you doing during tailgate? Didn't you eat your fill?
I don't know if they were happy because there was new menu items, but yeah, the lines were very long, and it's like...
The good part is if you got up during the second half, you missed nothing.
Yeah, how were the new pretzels?
I don't know. But apparently they must have been tasty because it was a long line for them. But yeah, it's like I'm hoping that was a soft opening and they're going to realize their mistakes. I got to feel Jay Batt's email is probably full because...
Hey, but he got a game ball.
He did.
I like the coach. And,
The lines, the concessions lines were long. I do like the little firework thing. I was like, that was a nice little touch.
Okay. Mike, I'm not saying anything.
Hold on. Fireworks is exciting. This is not new.
I'm not saying
anything. I said it's a nice. I didn't say, David.
This is like Michigan Stadium. The lights going out. Michigan, oh, my gosh. No. It's happened before.
Michigan State did not invent fireworks.
Okay.
Michigan did.
Hey, that is game ball worthy, all right?
Michigan invented fireworks. State didn't, but... Just, it was an added touch, like, oh, okay, that's pretty nice. Okay. They still don't know what to do with the lights.
But there's no fireworks on the field.
It was in the first half. It was. It was great.
The best thing they could do with the lights is turn them off.
Jake in Livonia says, Kenny cannot use the term pillow fight anymore. The SEC is on equal ground now that every other conference can pay players.
Okay. And LSU went into Death Valley and bodied Clemson. Come on, man. Really?
Is that from Costa? Did he just text you directly?
Is this what we're doing? Okay.
Hey.
Watch the Big Ten and then watch the SEC. They're not even the same sport.
Shout out to my family.
He needed that win bad. He needed that win desperately. I loved what I saw from LSU. Not that anyone cares. It's just defensive line. LSU, they haven't had a real D line in a decade. They haven't sent a first round pick as a D lineman since Glenn Dorsey.
Are you serious?
Man, huh? I ain't here to play around. I'm here for you.
Wow.
A true D line. I think the last non-Glenn Dorsey guy was that stand-up linebacker, Barcavius Mingo.
Mingo.
I was going to say Booger McFarland.
Honestly, I'm at a point now you could put Booger in the crane and have him coach Michigan State. I don't care anymore. I'm disgusted. Yes, David.
Well, maybe if you wait long enough, you can have Kalen DeBoer.
Boy, I hope I get a chance to talk about that later on. Wow.
I just don't care about college football like I did 10 years ago.
There you go.
It's just not the same sport. It's largely a joke. That said, I still watch every state game, but I'm not excited about it. Think we go 6-6.
Yeah, that's fine. Fire everybody, bulldoze the stadium, and just become an ag school and be done with it.
Here's the thing, and I can't believe I'm helping your cause.
Yeah, please do.
But help me.
Do something nice for somebody for once. Come on. Hey, wait a second.
Here's the thing. Yes, you lose the Boston College, and it goes to that worst case scenario that we had. I don't know if you win your 50-50 games. Their schedule is filled with 50-50 opponents. You can't win this game at home, under the lights, all the hype. Then you got problems. And it's going to be a very, very long year for Jonathan Smith. And, yeah, we may be looking at a new coach come next season.
But if they win Saturday night, it changes everything. That's the whole point for state referendum game. For Michigan, I'm removing any pressure. If they win, it launches you into the stratosphere. If they lose, who cares?
Sharon going back home, man, to where it all started.
Nobody knows he even played there. They act like he was an Outland Award winner, like he was Orlando Pace. Sharon Moore could be walking the tailgates with a thing that says, "Hello, my name is Sharon and I played here." No one would know who he is. Most overplayed storyline in the world.
Hey, look at the team photo. Now, where are you?
Yeah. Who?
What was your number?
Guess my number. I was number 62.
Guess my number, and I'll give you front row seats.
Yeah, I'll let you call a play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.